It was a unique experience to look out in the congregation and see flowers and bunny ears and bobbing to and fro. Oh, I love it. I love it. We love you just the way you are. Don't worry, I won't sing it this time. But that is our message here, right? That is a central part of our welcome. As one of the readings in our hymnal by Richard S. Gilbert says, whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are on your journey, we bid you welcome. We love you just the way you are. And you don't have to be here very long before you will hear about the need for transformation. This month, for example, it is most explicit, as it is the theme which guides our services. We, as one of our hymns says, work toward a planet transformed by our care. We are challenged by prophetic people, as noted in the second source of our tradition, to confront the powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and the transforming power of love. The purpose of the Unitarian Universalist Ministers Association, in which I am a member and I was on the board when we worked on this statement, the purpose is to call forth courageous and transformative ministries, empowered by love, committed to collective liberation, because we need one another. And transformation is listed as one of the values in the proposed revision of Article 2 of the UUA bylaws with the following text. Transformation, we adapt to the changing world. We covenant to collectively transform and grow spiritually and ethically. Openness to change is fundamental to our Unitarian and Universalist heritages, never complete and never perfect. And there is a growing recognition among Unitarian Universalists that in order to engage the work of transforming society and the world, some sort of transformation needs to occur within ourselves, within myself. But what is that transformation? What does it mean? Do I need to change who I am to become somebody or something different? And if so, how does that correlate with whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are on your journey, we bid you welcome. We love you just the way you are. I have reflected more deeply on this word transformation this month than probably ever before, thanks to what I have heard from you. The service last week, the sharing that happened at a month of Sundays on the first Sunday of the month, some of the conversations at coffees with the minister and elsewhere, all have led me to ask myself more directly, what am I talking about when I talk about transformation? Here is where I have arrived with this. My use of the word transformation is based on an assumption, and that assumption is that coming to truly know and more fully be myself is a lifelong endeavor. Further, this endeavor benefits from explicit intention to explore and reflect on who I am, in relationship with others, in a community that encourages and supports this endeavor. And further yet, that this endeavor does strengthen my ability to work toward a world transformed by our care, to challenge the powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and the transforming power of love. I don't want you to transform into someone else. I don't want you to be not you, Lord knows there is enough pressure out there to become something other than who you are, to fit in, to follow what is trending, to be what is trending, pressure even to be unique, to be radical, to be different, to be yourself in a way that conforms with someone else's idea of what it means to be yourself. There is more than enough static in the media which surrounds us that is purportedly inviting you to transform yourself in a variety of ways, but they really just want to sell you something, and they want you to be dissatisfied enough with who you are that you will buy it. You don't need any more of that. We don't want you to be other than who you are. We invite you to be more of who you are, to be more aware of how you respond to this world and to other people, and to be more aware of how you move in the world and what ripples that movement creates on the sea of existence that we share. Socrates, the know thyself guy, also is reported by Plato to have said, an unexamined life is not worth living. I would go further than that to say that an unexamined life can cause harm to oneself, to others, to the world at large. If we are not engaged in the work of exploring and understanding ourselves, we can easily act irresponsibly and clumsily from that lack of understanding. Richard Rohr writes, if we do not transform our pain, there's that word again, if we do not transform our pain, we will most assuredly transmit it, usually to those closest to us, our family, our neighbors, our coworkers, and invariably the most vulnerable, our children. Scapegoating, he writes, exporting our unresolved hurt is the most common storyline of human history. But how do we transform pain? Rohr counsels not to try to understand it, but I think he is warning against intellectualizing it, trying to explain it away, trying to distance ourselves from it. I think pain can be transformed with understanding, not in the sense of figuring it out, but more in the sense of allowing ourselves to be with it, to notice how it takes shape in our lives, to explore the ramifications it has had in our lives, to simply not run away. And this self-exploration to which you are invited here, it is not only about pain. There are lighter sorts of puzzles that lie within us. There are unexpected revelations. There is delight. And there is wonder. After all, Rebecca Solnit writes, we hardly know our own depths. We hardly know our own depths. Here we invite you, indeed, to get to know thyself. Not in the superficial way of, well, that's just me, or that's just how I am. I could never do that. But to risk exploring deeply. And though that exploration is self-directed, it is not self-contained. It is not self-absorbed. There is a mystery within me, and try as I may, I cannot come to the end of it. It teaches me reverence for the unfathomable wonder at my core. And thus, it teaches me reverence for the unfathomable wonder at your core. The unfathomable wonder at the core of every being. Reverence. That inevitably has an effect on how we move in the world. That can cause profound changes in how I know myself and in how others perceive me. That, to me, is transformation. White Bear Unitarian Universalist Church in Matamidi, Minnesota, where I did my internship. They would welcome people at the beginning of each service with words from Rebecca Edmiston Lang. And it included these lines. Come in. Come into this place which we make holy by our presence. Come in with all your vulnerabilities and strengths, fears and anxieties, loves and hopes, for here you need not hide, nor pretend, nor be anything other than who you are and who you are called to be. Here you need not pretend to be anything other than who you are and who you are called to be. To me, that's what connects our welcome. We love you just the way you are to transformation. We encourage you to discover who you are called to be. Because I think there is a longing within me, as strange as that sounds, there is a longing to be the person I am. There is a promise as yet unfulfilled. And it is not going back to who I once was. Rather, it is akin to what Starhawk describes, a longing to go home to some place we have never been. A place half remembered and half envisioned, we can only catch glimpses of from time to time. It is the longing described in Chaim Stern's prayer, help me to know myself better, help me to become myself. And there is another longing to become the person I am called to be. For who has never experienced those times when the world feels like a place that you're standing all the way outside of, and all that stands beside you is your own brave self? Steady as steel and ready, even though you don't yet know what you're ready for. We recognize that longing to know more fully who we are and to be able to respond to who we are called to be. And we encourage one another in pursuing that longing, engaging that exploration of our own depths in community with one another. Each day is the day we begin anew on this journey, sharing our stories in this place where everyone has something a little like you and something else so fabulously not like you at all. I love those lines. Community. Let this be the place where there are people to whom you can speak with passion without having the words catch in your throat. Let ours be the circle of hands which open to receive you. Let ours be the eyes which light up as you enter. Let ours be the voices that celebrate with you whenever you come into your own power. For community means strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter, a circle of healing, a circle of friends, someplace where we can be free. Where we can be free to be who we are and who we are called to be.